Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. This is episode 4 of our series on toxic masculinity and biblical manhood. And today, we're going to talk about toxic masculinity and leading in the home. Now, the cultural norm in the United States is for a husband to be the main breadwinner and the wife to take charge of things at home. Well, often this leads to an imbalance of leadership and power. A man is going to go to work where he's confident, he's analytical, he's plan-oriented, but then he comes home and he relinquishes all his power to his wife. Well, what's wrong with this? Sometimes nothing is wrong with it, but often a husband checks out when he gets home, is not leading his family at all, leaving his wife to be the only leader in the family unit. Now, for most men, they feel that they don't want to overstep and therefore defer to their wives at home as a sign of respect. Home and family life is seen as her domain. And although this pattern may have been created with the best of intentions, it is not an equal partnership. Now, the wife in these situations is left feeling the full burden of heading a family. She needs a partner, not a second in command. This imbalance in leadership can especially be felt during intimacy. A woman who already heads a family all on her own does not feel like also planning time and space for intimacy. In addition, a wife who feels, even subconsciously, that her spouse is not acting like her equal partner in life will feel less intimately connected to her husband. And so we're going to talk today about how masculine leadership can help build stronger relationships and intimacy from God's Word. Now, we need to be clear that masculinity has gotten a bad rap today, right, men? In fact, most people immediately associate the word masculinity with toxic masculinity. Toxic masculinity is a propagation of negative, culturally masculine traits such as domination, oppression, and toughness. Now, the New York Times wrote a great article on toxic masculinity and how it shows up in our society. However, not everything that is masculine is toxic. It is a good thing to feel confident in your identity, and there is a lot that we consider masculine that is even respectable, God-given, and praiseworthy. And now, to be clear, men and women are equal in value and dignity and worth, but they are distinct in function and role. A man is to lead in the home, and so the godly husband is to lead his family. Men, you are to lead your family. And though some may assume that this kind of leadership, it depends on fear and dominance, Scripture teaches something very different. When speaking of male headship, Scripture gives us the ultimate example of ultimate leadership in Ephesians 5:23, which says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior." So the husband is to be the head of his wife in the same way that Christ is the head of his church. And what kind of headship did Christ offer the church? Was it harsh or was it loving? Was it domineering or was it gentle? Was it proud or was it humble? Now, Christ loved the church so much that he never did anything harsh to her. He never did anything unfitting. He never did anything angry or unjust. He loved the church so much that he counted it as more precious than his own life. He gave up his own life so that she might live. This, Christ himself, is a model for you, men, as a godly husband. If you wish to lead your family in a way that is faithful to the Word, you need to study the way Christ loved the church and seek to imitate your Savior, Lord, and King. And so we're going to talk about 4 ways to do that today, starting today with leading in worship. Leading in worship. Now, there are different areas or levels of leadership within the family structure. The wife leads the areas of the family, and the older children may assume leadership in some areas. In a household that includes in-laws or non-family members, there may even be more levels of leadership even than that. But as a husband, you are the leader of leaders. You are the leader of the home. You are responsible for the overall direction, vision, and leadership of the family. In other words, men, the buck stops with you. We see this in 1 Timothy 3:12, where we find among the qualifications for a deacon that he must manage his children and his household well. And so he manages well by leading well. This is more a responsibility than it is a privilege. This is an opportunity for you to serve your family through godly servant leadership, and not an opportunity for you to lord it over your family as a ruthless tyrant. As a leader of leaders, you ensure that others are leading as they should. They are leading only in the areas they should. You will find humble and dignified ways of ensuring that others are leading well and that they are doing what they should when they should. So the second point that I want you to consider today is godly men, they lead in worship. They lead in worship. The godly man ensures that family members are worshiping, and they are worshiping in a way that's consistent with what the Word of God says. So the first point here is you need to lead in corporate worship. You need to take the lead in corporate worship, not only in ensuring that your family goes to church every Sunday, but that you're the one leading in choosing the church that your family is going to, meaning that you need to make sure that the pastor you're sitting under is biblically qualified, and that any and all elders are biblically qualified, and that they know how to rightly handle the Word of God. You see, you need to lead your family in choosing a church and attending that church and in worshiping in that church. You need to lead in family worship. Now, while corporate worship is absolutely essential to the Christian, it is not all the worship that is required to have a healthy Christian faith. Christians have long emphasized the importance of regular, usually daily, family worship. This is a good practice to begin as soon as you get married. If you have not begun this practice, begin today. Family worship does not need to be long or intricate, but it should consist of at least a reading of the Word and prayer. This is an ideal opportunity for a man to spend time reading the Word to his family and to ensure that they understand and apply that Word to their lives. It's a great time to spend in prayer, teaching your children to pray, and praying together for common concerns. You also need to lead in personal worship. The godly husband knows the value of personal devotions. You must be committed to spending time one-on-one with God through the reading of His Word and prayer. If you're going to be a godly leader in the home, you need to take the lead in leading in this way. You see, a godly husband will do more than ensure he's spending his own time in the Word of God and in prayer. He's going to also seek to ensure that his wife is doing the same. This may mean helping her find the time, perhaps by giving her a few minutes in the evening when he's taking care of the kids, or while he reads a story to them, and on and on. Here's some advice, men. Ask your wife what she's reading in God's Word, and then sit there and listen. If she's not reading the Word, help her to find the time. Ask what works well for her, and do what you can to free up her time so that she can spend time in the Word. Now, if you have kids, here's some things that you should consider. The husband is the one who is ultimately responsible for his children. Too many men today have abdicated this responsibility, assuming that the mother is the one who is primarily responsible for raising the kids. But that's not true. The father, men, you must lead your children. It is not without importance that the Bible's teaching to raise godly children are directed not at wives, but at husbands. And until recent times, the majority of books on parenting were targeted not at mothers, but at fathers. In the past, people understood what today we ignore. Dad is primarily responsible for raising children. Now, this doesn't excuse mothers from being involved in raising their children, but this is a manhood podcast, so I'm talking to men. It does not in any way mean, though, that mothers will be uninvolved in raising children. Instead, it simply shows that it is ultimately you men who bear the responsibility before God to ensure that children are raised in the fear and instruction of the Lord, as we see in Ephesians 6:4. You must take the lead and bear the responsibility in teaching and training your children. Now, in many cases, you're going to delegate this to others, mothers, teachers, Sunday school teachers, and on, but the one who leads and the one who is most answerable to God is you, men. Now, let's talk about leading as a husband. The reality of male headship means that a husband is responsible for his wife's well-being in a way she is not responsible for his. Men, it falls on you to take initiative into ensuring that your wife has sufficient opportunity to spend time in the Word of God in prayer. It falls upon you to ensure that you live peaceably with your wife so that your prayers, not her prayers, may not be hindered by any discord between you. As a leader, you bear the greater responsibility and the greater burden. And so here's some ways to lead your wife. Well, first, lead her with love. The leadership of the godly husband is to be marked by love, as Ephesians 5:25 says. Your wife, aware as she is of your sin, should never have reason to doubt that you love her, that you love your children, that you are committed to serving your bride in this unique role. You must be willing to forsake your own desires, your own comfort, your own rights in order to express love for your wife. Your leadership must be marked with the kind of love that marked Christ's love for his church. That same love, that same desire for God's glory flows from Christ to the husband and into the family. Next, lead with gentleness. The godly husband leads his wife with meekness and gentleness. You need to be aware of your own sin and your own failings. You need to lead your wife gently, aware of her own struggles and weakness. Heed the word of God, which says in 1 Peter 3:7, "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." Next, lead with dignity. The godly husband does not mock or belittle his wife. You must not lead her through scorn or sarcasm or anger or punishment. Lead your wife with special delight and with dignity, leading her differently than you would lead a child or an employee. Lead her with an awareness that you are a servant first, a leader second. Do nothing to puff yourself up with pride, but do everything to show your wife that you esteem her higher than yourself. Next, lead with confidence. That is a particular challenge today, of course, at a time when our culture is conditioning us to think that men have no business being leaders over their wives. But the godly husband listens to the word of God above the world and leads his wife confident that God calls him to do just this. Lead your wife with a humble confidence, even when you're called upon to make difficult or unpopular decisions. Lead with confidence that God is willing and able to bless you for your obedience. So a husband is to lead with love, with gentleness, with dignity, with confidence. And so here's some practical ways in which you can lead and even oversee your wife. Well, first, oversee your ministry. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace." As a husband concerned both for your wife and for the church, you will see that she is serving according to her gifts and that she is giving of her time to each of her areas of ministry, whether in the home or out of the church as well. You will see that she does not overextend herself or minister at the expense of her family, and you will encourage her as she discovers and even exercises her spiritual gifts. Oversee your relationships. Titus 2, 3-5 has stern teaching towards what seems to be a particular temptation to women. It teaches women how to use their abilities to encourage rather than discourage. So as a husband, you will ensure that she knows the roles that God has called her to primarily. You'll be able to help guard her against sinful relationships and even help her balance and prioritize her many responsibilities. You'll be able to encourage her to develop relationships with women who she can befriend, mentor, or be mentored by. Well, the last thing to do is to oversee her decision-making. Colossians 1:9-10. It provides a wonderful example of how to pray for wisdom and understanding on behalf of another person. So, as a godly husband, you will pray for your wife that she will make decisions that honor God. You will encourage her towards big and noble goals, and you will help ensure that she is making decisions based on the best priorities. So, let's wrap up our episode today. You have heard it said, I'm sure, that nature abhors a vacuum, and this is absolutely true when it comes to leadership. If you do not lead your family, men, somebody else is going to lead. Someone else will have to. But God has called you to lead your family, to lead with great joy and delight, to lead though it may be costly, and to lead with love. So men, lovingly lead your wife, lead your family, and do it all for the glory of God. Well, I want to thank you, men, for listening or watching today's episode of Warriors of Grace. Until next week, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.